are the all-Australian wine company, gold medal-winning wines. They've also got plenty of silver and bronze along the way also. So when you walk into your local stockers, reach out for the bottle that says De Bortoli, you know you're getting great quality. Now, to this morning's question. Okay, so the first person through with the answer on 1353-53 wins the twin pack. 1353-53, you can ring whenever you think you've got the answer. Because today is Jockey Celebrations Day. And as many of you might know, Neville Selwood was always my favourite jockey. But we all got heroes. And I've got to say, this particular jockey was one of mine. Because this particular jockey went through hell and high water to get the rights to ride. And as a matter of fact, when Michelle Payne won the Melbourne Cup, this famous jockey, and if you can name the famous jockey right now, you win the twin pack, said, yeah, the girls have finally made it. That's fantastic. It could possibly be said that this jockey was the greatest and most certainly, yet some of the jockeys of today and the modern era would not know this particular jockey, but she actually changed racing forever. Did you get the tip? She actually changed racing forever. She's now 71 years of age, and she's the Queensland ambassador on Jockey's Celebration Day at Eagle Farm today. Name the jockey.
Okay.
Anybody there, Simon?
Well, our contestants are a little slower to ring in, so I think they're starting to come through now. So
now they know that it's a female jockey.
Yeah.
Changed racing forever. Then that might have been the ticket for somebody to get the prize.
Okay, Paul, we've got a winner. Keith from Taree is our winner this morning.
Good on you, Peter from Taree.
Keith from Taree.
Big pardon?
Keith from Taree.
Right, okay. Well, the answer, of course, is Pam O'Neill. And Pam was just a fabulous jockey. And, of course, she was 34 years of age before she got through all the bureaucratic red tape for about 10 or years or more, and they finally granted her the license to ride against the males or to ride in all races. And, of course, she was a classical jockey. She came to town, I think, from memory, if my memory serves me rightly, I think Tommy Sewell, who was based at Warwick Farm in those days, was the first trainer to put her on down here. And I could be wrong, but I think Tommy, the horse she put Tommy on was successful. So you think of these things and you just find out how wonderful some of these people were for racing. But she was the first female jockey in Australia, Pam O'Neill, and you've won the twin pack of Windy Peak Wine. Thank you, Simon.
Good on you, Paul. Paul Ambrosoli there. Yes, Pam O'Neill granted a licence at the age of 34, wound up riding a treble on her first day in the saddle and rode until she was 52, amassing more than 400 winners in her career. Right, let's press on with the previews. Now we'll take a look at harness racing at Tabcorp Park Menangle and Amanda Rando. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon. Yeah, great night ahead at Menangle. I reckon a bit of value to be had. 9 races there, and obviously the Sky Racing Free for All, the Group 3 race as well.
Okay, so the fixed odds are operating on the Group 3, which we'll get to. The first race at 5:47 is Heat 1 of the tab.com.au pace, and we've got a field of 12 here, Amanda, with no scratchings.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tipped the 12 on top here, Medal of Honour. I think he's a great each-way bet for this race. He's had 2 starts now in Sydney for David Aiken, and last night I thought he finished quite an eye-catching 4th in quite a handy field, and his closing sectionals were pretty good too. So I think this draw will suit tonight, and, really like him in race 1. Also don't mind the 4, Kept Under Wraps. Now, he looks the early leader for me, and I think that's going to be a huge advantage for him. He led throughout 2 starts back, rating 153.7. So, yeah, he's another strong contender. Also, I'm including the 3 Lombo Cotton Nibaloo, I'd say, and the 11 Match Point. So race 1 at Menangle, the 12 on top, ahead of 4, 3 and 11.
Okay, 12, 4, 3, 11 in the first race. Race number 2 is for Garrard's Horse and Hound, and there's 12 to start. Again, no scratchings.
Yeah, another open race here, Simon. So a bit of value to be had. I don't mind the two, Ocean Diva for Paul Fitzpatrick and Blake Fitzpatrick combining. I think she has the class to win this race. Her form is better than what it appears on paper. She's way down in class from what she has been racing and has a useful draw here. Also don't mind the eight, Keep On Moving. Now, this horse was put in a huge run to win at Young last start and went 156 in doing so. And look, if he keeps that kind of form up tonight, I think he'll be right in this race. Also including the 12, My Guy Mac, and number 10, Platinum Roulette. So race two at Menangle, two on top to beat 8, 12 and 10.
2, 8, 12 and 10. The third race is the second heat of the Redman Engagement Pace, an MO only. Scratchings are 1, New Rock Man, 2, Reservation Road, 7, He's a Dude, as well as 9, and Fantasy Level.
Yes, another open race, Simon. I'm tipping the 5 on top, My Cha-Ching Cha-Ching. Now, this horse has to be a thought. He has been slightly inconsistent with his form, but look, when he puts it all together, he can really run some time. He went 151 and changed to win last start, so you really got to take that seriously. And he obviously comes into Barrier 3 with the removal of the two scratchings inside of him, drawn inside of him tonight. Then mark the 11, Mr. Brazil as a danger. He was a really smart winner at Penrith last start. He went 155 and changed, and I think the track record's somewhere near that mark. So it was a pretty good effort. He's the only horse off the second row too, so I think that's an advantage. Also including number 8, OIM the 1, and number 10, Feel the Courage. So my numbers here are 5, 11, 8 and 10.
So 5, 11, 8, 10, the third race. Race 4 is the third heat of the For a Reason at Yuribee Pace, an MO only. 11 to start, no scratchings.
Simon, I'm tipping the 3 on top here, Tricala. I think he should get the lead early, which I think gives him plenty of options, and that will take him right into this race. He won 2 starts ago and finished second last week, so he's in form. Then you have the 8, Aztec Bromac. Now, he's a nice little horse. He's had 2 runs back from a spell now, so he should be ready to fire. Drawn a little wide here, but yeah, he has the ability to finish close in this field. I'm also including the 9, Days End, a very impressive winner 2 starts ago, and ran a nice big bluff start, and also number 7, Place Your Bet. So race 4 at Menangle tonight, my numbers are 3, 8, 9 and 7.
3, 8, 10, 9 and 7 in the fourth. Race 5 gets the quaddy underway at 7.52, an MO to M2 for the mares. The Cordina Chickens Ladyship Pace, and there's nothing scratched here, 11 to line up.
Yeah, top mares race this one. I really like the 11, Millwood Liberty. She's very well graded here, and she's drawn ideally too, being the only horse off the second row. She was running over the top of them last week and finished fourth in the free-for-all, so yeah, definitely looks like the top pick and one of my best bets of the night, I think. Also don't mind the stablemate, number 4, Tactaly's Delight. I think she'll be a big danger here. Her form is a bit better than what it appears on paper, and she too has been racing well against the best of them. Also including the 5, Amaretto. She's got a lot of gate speed. She hasn't raced since Breeders' Challenge Day, where she finished a fast finishing 4th. She flew home, so she's got to be considered a threat too, as well as number 7, Helen's Bonus. So race 5, 11 on top to beat 4, 5 and 7.
11, 4, 5 and 7 there, race 5. Over to race 6, the Mr. Crown Wollongong Pace for 3-year-olds, and the scratchings are 2, Dream to Share, 3, He Can Fly and 10, Captain Rocky.
Yeah, look, Simon, I've tipped the 8 on top here, seeing the door. I thought he produced a really top run to win the Breeders' Challenge regional final up at Newcastle last Sunday. He went 154 and change, and look, that's really strong form, and I think can take home the cash here. Then you've got the 11, which is Real Stride. Now, this horse is unbeaten in 6 starts, produced a pretty eye-catching win last start. He hasn't raced in a month, though, and he does face an awkward draw and a tougher test than what he sort of has of late. But, yeah, you can't underestimate his record so far. So, yeah, he's one to consider. Also, the 12, Warfare. He's been racing well in Victoria. And number 4, Shape Up Mike, maybe a bit of value for the multiples. So, race 6, my numbers are 8, 11, 12 and 4.
8, 11, 12 and 4. Now, the feature race 7, take note, there is a $10,000 first 4 jackpot. It's the Group 3 Sky Racing Free For All. Now, no scratchings, so all 12 to line up. I do have the tab fixed odds here. 12 Monofith Amanda is 320. 9 Blazon N. Cullen, 380. 11 Freyberg is at 450. And 6 Saloon Passage, $8.50.
Yeah, look, plenty of value in this race. And look, for me, it is between the two stablemates. I've tipped the 12 on top, Monafice, for John McCarthy. I think he's one of the class runners of the field. Now, we haven't seen him race in over a month, but he does race well fresh, and he trialled nicely at Menangle during the week. And I think this draw should suit him as well. Number 9, Blazin' M. Cullen, is also one of the class runners of the field. Similar situation. We haven't seen him race for a few weeks, but he trialled very well at Menangle on Tuesday. Drawn a little wide here, but look, it's 2,300 metres, so he's got plenty of time to work into the race. I'm also including the 10, Excitus in the City. Now, this horse, he's been quite unlucky his last couple of starts. Really unlucky last week, copped a bit of a check and finished nowhere. And the start before finished a really fast finishing second, but had a flat tyre. So he's one I think you've got to include into your first four. Also like the 11, Freiburg as well. He was really unlucky last week too. So another one to consider for that first four jackpot. So race 7 at Menangle, my numbers are 12, 9, 10 and 11.
12, 9, 10, 11. Race number 8 is the face of the globe, Shelby Shepherd's Pace, a C3 to C5. Scratchings for Miss Riviera Bell, and that is in fact the only scratching.
Yeah, look, that's a bit of a disappointment with that scratching. I thought she was a top pick, but anyway, I've tipped the 10 on top, Star Rider. I thought this horse was a big danger anyway in this field. He is down in grade. He's a C6 up against C4, C5 horses. And look, he produced a pretty gutsy effort last week and wasn't beaten far when finishing 5th after doing a bit of work when they went 154. So I think that run will go a long way in this race tonight. Also don't mind the 11, Ego Dan. He's been racing really well. Slightly awkward draw, but look, has the class to go close in this field. Also including the 5, Rykov Lee. This horse is very consistent and always thereabouts. And number 3, Oneida Onyx. So race 8 at Menangle, my numbers are 10, 11, 5 and 3.
10, 11, 5 and 3. And race 9, the last, is for the Trotters. And the one scratching is 11, Yogi Johnson.
Yeah, great race this. I've found it hard to split two horses. I've tipped the 12 on top, our summer vacation. I think he's one of the class trotters of this field. He's had a couple of runs back now, so I'm a little freshen up. I spoke to his trainer driver, James Rattray, during the week, and he's been really happy with this horse. The horse galloped last start, but James said he might have been a bit too fresh, and I just think this is an ideal race for him. But the other horse I found hard, it was a 9, Bad Habit. The mobile over the mile is just his pet conditions, and we saw him finish 2nd in these conditions to On Thunder Road last start, so that's really strong form. So he's a really big danger, I think. Also including the 10, Sundon's Comet, very smart winner last start, just drawn a little wide here. And also the 14, Toff Monarch, who's been racing well for Ricky Ouchen. So race 9, the Trotters at Menangle tonight, 12 on top to beat 9, 10 and 14.
Zone. 12, 9, 10, 14. And just recapping your best, Amanda.
Yeah, look, I really think race 5, number 11, Millwood Liberty, and in race 1, number 12, Medal of Honour, as an each-way bet, Simon.
Thanks very much for your time, Amanda. Enjoy Menangle this evening.
Will do. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Amanda Rando there. Now, Ruakaka, a couple of dramas. First of all, number 11 has been declared a late scratching, Just Rush. It dumped the jockey and bolted, and is still on the loose. So we will have an indefinite delay prior to race 2. The rest of the field are behind the start. What we might do is make a start on the information for Wentworth Park. They've got heats of the national sprints and distance races on tonight. Tim Newbold, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. A strong card at headquarters tonight, as you just said. Heats of the New South Wales sprint and distance to be run tonight. The top 4 in each of the heats go through to the state final next Saturday night, and the winners then head to Adelaide on August 27 for the big national championship final.
And a $20,000 quaddy jackpot tonight. The first, Tim, gets underway at 7:27. The reserves out race 1.
Number 4, Ritza Rossi, on top here. He's a winner. He's won 19 races throughout his career. He's ran a stack of minor placings as well. He's just a little awkwardly drawn, but he's racing traits won't make a great deal of difference here, the draw, because he does get back in the race. He will look for a run mid-race, and he's really, really strong at the end. You'll have to steer him through, but if he does get the runs at the right time, he's clearly the one to beat. Over number 2, Stilton Gold, who's the likely front runner in the race, she'll run a cheeky race. She goes well up at Worth Park. Then number 1, 7 Jacks, and throw in 7 Body and Soul for the wider multiples. 4-2-1-7 in the opener.
4-2-1-7. Race number two reserves in.
Number four, Zipping Quincy on top here. He won at Whitworth Park a couple of runs ago in okay time. He then finished midfield in his most recent run of the track, but that was in much, much harder company to what he's meeting tonight. Again, he's awkwardly drawn in the four alley, but he's racing Trace. He will get back and settle midfield as well, but he's really strong. You just need to get him through the field into the back straight, and he'll unleash over the latter part of the race. To beat number six, Bull Kender, who comes to town after a flying win at Nowra last time out, has won in at Whitworth Park in handy time. Then number two, Toxic Runner, she'll be strong at the end. And then number one, Max Cady, 4-6-2-1.
4-6-2-1. The third is for Gap, newsouthwales.com.au, and the reserves are out.
Pretty keen on number two, Leica Zircon. He's a last start winner at Dapto in moderate time, but it was on a slower track on that occasion. He's beautifully drawn in the two alley here. He's got a moderate beginner drawn on his immediate inside and a risky beginner on his outside. So I think he's going to get plenty of room to drive hard along the fence here and settle right in a forward position. Number two, Leica Zircon on top to go back-to-back. To beat number three, Queen Audrey, who is resuming from a break. She's coming into this on the fresher side. She's got a good turn of speed when she does hit the ground, and she's capable of breaking 30 seconds at the track. Then number seven, KDM, and throw in number one, Cyanide, who will be thundering home at the end. 2-3-7-1.
2-3-7-1. The third, Tim. We'll just hold it there. They have got this runner under control now, Ruakaka, and they've cleared it from the course. The rest of the field are loading. We're pretty close to a start. Recapping the late scratching of number 11, Just Rush. So two Bowfighter will run your sub. It's at $2.50 and seven Libretti is $5.20. Here's George Simon for the call.
Wartona about to complete the line. Gates open now, they're off. From the 1600, Bowfighter out wide, one of the first away with Ice Cold. Going forward in the early stages, Who Dears wins, and Show Lover is going to scamper through along the inside to be prominent as well. Jagger will settle down fourth in Battlefield, then followed out by Sharp L. Two lengths away and behind these next is Bowfighter, being passed on the inside by Up and Go in a strung out field. Three lengths away, Infinite Joy. Two lengths back and behind it next in is Ortona. It's back about fourth last here. Well back also is the Titian Titan, and then followed by Libretti, who's second to last on the outside of Angel Van Harlem. Late scratching of 11 Just Rush. They work down towards the 850 metres, spread out over 12 lengths here. Pacemaker Ice Cold leads by a length and a half from in second spot is Who Dears Wins. Lying third is Show Lover, then Battlefield, followed by Jagger. Two lengths away, Bowfighter looks to get a little closer to them, being put under a bit of pressure there. It'll be tracked through and turned then by Sharp L. Further back in the field is Up and Go from Infinite Joy. Well back, the Angel Van Harlem, the Titian Titan, and Libretti is back with them as well with Ortona. Around the corner they come, 3.50 to go. Ice Cold, the leader, length and a half. Coming after it now is Who Dears Wins. Wider out, Bowfighter looks to run on. Further out then we've got Infinite Joy, and coming through them also Battlefield, and Jagger starting to appear down to the 150 metres. It's still Ice Cold. It's still two lengths clear. Bowfighter's coming after it late solidly now. It's Ice Cold. Bowfighter trying to pick it up, but it's Ice Cold. Ice Cold has led all the way from Bowfighter, Infinite Joy third. And then we've got photos for fourth between either Libretti up wide or over on the inside of it was Jagger. In behind those, Battlefield, Show Lover, then Who Dears Wins. Up and Go came next. Further back would have been the Titian Titan. Well back with it also was Sharp L. Gee, Angel Van Harlem did nothing today. And well back also was Ortona. Late scratching of the 11, Just Rush.
Three Ice Cold paid $31.480. Second to two, Bowfighter, $130. And 10 Infinite Joy, $2.90. We're previewing Greyhound Racing at Wentworth Park with Tim Newbold. Tim, we're down to the fourth race. This gets the first leg of the Big Six underway at 27 after 8. Scratchings are 7 Magic Lace and 10 Full of Rust.
Oh, really competitive final here, Simon. You could nearly tip 5 or 6 runners and still miss the winner. I've got this number 4 Old Timer here. I think we'll just park behind the front runners, and the way they're drawn, there could be a bit of dramas at the first turn, because number one, Rapid Dominance, he's a pacey type and he's a wide runner and he'll want to shift up the track at the first turn. And if there's any dramas, if he runs into the Greyhounds, numbers two and three, which are pacey types as well, and they'll be looking for the lead, there might be a bit of scrimmaging and Old Timer might just get the run through at the first turn. On an each-way basis, going with number four, Old Timer, he's strong at the end. To beat two, Isle Tiffy, she's one of the best beginners in training. She's just a lid pinger. She's got plenty of early dash, but she's got to dodge the inside Greyhound Rapid Dominance in the early stages. Then number three, Nacho Nelly, she's getting fitter with each run. Back from a break, she was really good leading all of the way to most recent run. And then number one, Rapid Dominance. If he is able to clear them at the first turn, look, he can pinch it rolling along in the lead, but he will need to come out running. 4-2-3-1.
4-2-3-1 in the fourth. That brings us to race five, the first leg of the quaddie with the $20,000 jackpot and the first heat of the national sprint. Now, the reserves are out here. Gail Masterson has number one, Knight Sprite, which is the $2.10 favourite. Five, Ritzeleni is the next best at $3.20. And then $7.10 for seven, Bentiki.
Look, I'm tipping number two, Knight Sprite, on top, but I think at $2.10, he's unders. He's well and truly unders. He's around a $2.50 to $2.80 chance, in my opinion, but I've got to tip him on top. He's just a great race dog. He's won 27 races during his career. He's won 10 at Wentworth Park. He's a brilliant beginner. He's got high speed. He'll be punching for the lead. He's just got to contend with Good Odds Angel on his immediate outside, because she's a little lead pinger as well, and she'll show plenty of burn, and she does want to get to the rail. So he's got to handle her in the drive of the first turn. But I've got him on top, and I think he's unders at the moment. To beat number five, Ritzeletti, he's capable of doing anything on his night. He's just a dodgy beginner. When he does begin at Wentworth Park, he's capable of running 29.5, 29.6. He's got a massive engine. Then number eight, Dandy Jack, I think he's the value in the race. He might be able to get the fly at the first turn. And then number two, Good Odds Angel. 1-5-8-2.
1-5-8-2 in race six, race five, rather. Race six is the second of the national sprint heats. And eight, Reefton Treasure is at 3.30. One, Bessie Boo, two, Barking Bad, both 4.20. And three, Brad Hill Billy is at 4.50.
Again, I'm tipping Reefton Treasure here, but I think he's unders. I think he'll get a better price than the 3.30 tonight. I think they'll want to lay him later tonight, and he might be better on the tote as well, number eight, Reefton Treasure. He's rising sharply in grade. It's his biggest test today, but gee, I think he can aim up. His win at the Wentworth Park last week was just amazing. He's got a massive engine, and he's got a hard railer drawn on his inside here, and he might get a beautiful card across here. That's what I'm banking on, and he'll unleash mid-race. Number eight, Reefton Treasure on top, but I would just wait and see and bet closer to the race. To beat number five, Chili's Boy, who can nail the jump on his night. He's got plenty of early dash. Then number one, Bessie Boo, the old king. Can he make his third consecutive national sprint final? Well, we'll know tonight and next week. I think he's drawn to qualify for the New South Wales final anyway. And then number two, Barking Bad. 8-5-1-2.
8-5-1-2, race six. Race seven is the first of the national distance heats. And in this one, there's no scratchings. Five, Miss Foxy Lee is at $2.90. One, Cardiology, $3.30. Four, Lovelace, $6. And two, Corborne Bright, $6.50.
Cardiology came out running at a most recent run at Woodworth Park and led all the way in great fashion. I think she'll be better tonight with that 700-metre run under her belt. She's had a couple of weeks off since, but I think she'll be cherry ripe tonight. Number one, Cardiology, beautifully drawn a drive-through and take the lead. To beat number three, My Boy Brody, who will strip fitter for his most recent run over the 700 metres. He's a Group 1 winner. He won the Group 1 Gold Cup at Albion Park in early June. Then number five, Miss Foxy Lee. She continues to step up, but this is her biggest test tonight. And then number four, Lovelace. 1-3-5-4.
1-3-5-4, race seven. Now the second of the national distance heats is race eight at 3-10. The scratchings for Obi Kenobi. 2 Katie the Weapon is 2.20. 5 Whitaker, 3.60. And 8 More in Store, 3.80.
Number two, Katie the Weapon on top. She's really excelled since getting up to the 720 metres. She's beautifully drawn here in the two alley to land right on the pace. And I think she can go on with her job. To beat number eight, More in Store, who has got a big, big engine, but she's a case for the inside alley. If she gets across and finds the rail in the early part, she's the one to hold out. Then seven, Madlina Girl, she'll be strong at the end, and throw in number five, Whitaker. 2.875.
2.875, race 8. Now over to race 9, we have a vacant box in 5.
Number one, Magic, jackpot on top here, looking for 4 on the trot. He's a highly talented young sprinter. He's won 10 out of 23. He's debuting at Brookworth Park. That is the only query. He's a brilliant beginner. He's got speed to burn. He's drawn to lead and put his rails away. To beat 7, Doc Meyer. She's an ultra-consistent greyhound who races well at Brookworth Park. Then number 3, Camacho, and throw in number 4, Berserk. 1.73 and 4 in race 9.
1.73, 4 in race 10. The last at 10.37. The WeddyPark.com.au stakes. Take out 2 American Rose and 10.520.
Number 1, Midnight Kate on top here. She's a talented young greyhound on an upward trend. She's won 9 out of 14 on provincial and country tracks. She comes to Whitworth Park for the first time since January, where she contested a much, much tougher race than what she's racing in tonight. She's drawn to hold a position around the first turn. She's really, really strong at the end. I think she'll knuckle down and finish right over the top here. Number 1, Midnight Kate on top. To beat number 8, Prevail, who's got the early pace to rush down the outside and have a look for the lead. Then number 3, JTP, and 4, Worlds on Fire for the wider multiples. 1.83 and 4.
1.83, 4, race 10. And what was the best for Wendy tonight, Tim?
Race number 3, Greyhound 2, Like a Zerk on Simon. Beautifully drawn just to punch up and settle right on the pace. And I think he'll go back to back.
Good on you, Tim. Thanks very much. Good calling tonight.
Cheers, Simon.
And Mark Duclos is going to join us in just a moment to look at the national sprint and distance heats outside of Wentworth Park around the nation. We do have the Tote's Ruakaka race too. It's 3 Ice Cold, $31.480. 2 Bow Fighter, $130. 10 Infinite Joy, $290. 7 Fort Libretti. Quinella paid $32.30. Exacta, $109.50. The Trifecta, $1,059.90. The first four, $1,936.80. And the 2-3 running double, $91.
Every day from midday on the National Racing Service, TAB Market Movers are a regular success story.
Now here at Morfordville on the next, number 9 Rugged Angel, Jason Holder, $11 into $7 is your TAB Market Mover.
Behind those Rugged Angel, it's been a big go on course. It's still Rugged Angel. She's going all the way.
Whether it's thoroughbreds, harness or greyhounds,
you don't want to miss our TAB Market Movers here on your racing leader,
Sky Sports Radio.
A massive jackpot has landed. Today, there's a $100,000 quaddy jackpot up for grabs at Royal Randwick. First leg is race 6 at $250. Also tonight, there's a $20,000 quaddy jackpot up for grabs at Wentworth Park. First leg is race 5 at $850. So get your mates together and have a crack at your local TAB. TAB.com.au or on your mobile. Gamble responsibly.
Listening to the Early Mail on your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
It's coming up to 11:02 now. Mark Duclos from Going Greyhounds is with me. Mark, good morning.
Good morning to you, Simon.
Now, we've had a chat to Tim Newbold there and looked at Wentworth Park. Mark, do you want to have a chat about these other heats that are happening around the nation tonight?
Yeah, definitely, mate.